This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love teaching stories, but there is a story like this that I've always found a bit annoying. It's the story of an experiment initiated by the Washington Post columnist Gene Weingarten. In 2007, incognito, and during the morning rush hour at a metro station in Washington, D.C., the internationally acclaimed violinist Joshua Bell played six classical pieces on a $3.5 million violin. He played for about 45 minutes, and only a handful of people stopped to listen, and about 1,000 people hurried by without a glance. This situation is explained in several ways. For instance, it's attributed to inattentional blindness, the phenomenon when we don't perceive something because we're paying attention to something else. We don't hear the music because we're rushing to the subway. Or maybe, it's sometimes pointed out, people may have ignored Joshua Bell because he had an open violin case and they didn't want to help or give money to him. And this story is often noted ruefully to say, "Ah, look how distracted we are. We miss so much. We're not paying attention. A great musician is playing and no one can take a moment to listen." But I think this test is a bit unfair. How many of us can really recognize an outstanding performance of classical music? How many people can truly judge for themselves, out of context, that a performer is truly a master? And also, how many people have a deep appreciation for classical music? Not that many people. Not me, for instance. But what about popular music? There, people can judge much better, and it has a much bigger audience. What if you did an experiment like this with a musician whose work is better known? And it turns out something like this was done for a 2010 video I love called Undercover Karaoke with Jewel. This video was made by Funny or Die, a comedy video website and film and television production company founded by several well-known comedians and writers. They did it in collaboration with Jewel. Jewel is a very well-known American singer-songwriter. She's been nominated 4 times for a Grammy, and as of 2015, she sold more than 30 million albums. They decided to try this stunt together. The Funny or Die team dressed Jewel in an elaborate disguise with a fake nose, wig, fanny padding, frumpy pantsuit, and a conference badge. Then in disguise, Jewel with members of Funny or Die went to a karaoke bar where they pretended to be a group from a frozen food convention. At one point, this little group starts chanting, "Karen, you're coming up next, Karen." They're pretending that Jewel is Karen. And after a few minutes, Karen reluctantly takes the stage.
Karen, to the stage, please, Karen. You can tell people were kind of pulling for me. I could tell that they knew I was nervous and they were wanting me to do good.
Say that. you agree. She says all my clothes from behind my cold brick walls. It's coming for the ain't nothing for free.
When Karen slash Jewel starts singing her hit song, Who Will Save Your Soul, you can see. The audience recognizes how good she is. They don't ignore it. They fall silent. Their mouths drop open. They're listening and looking around at each other in amazement. They're awestruck by her mastery. They call her back to sing again, and one guy notes, this is the first time there's ever been an encore here. Then she does change out of her disguise and comes out to sing as Jewel. In his poem, Idols of the King, Tennyson wrote, "We needs must love the highest when we see it." When excellence is within our frame of reference, we do love it. I'll post a link to the video in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.